the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Welcome to Tuesday's podcast. Special little surprise in today's show that nobody knew was happening.
Let's just say, if the caravans are rocking, don't come knocking. Here's the show.
Those Two Girls.
Here we are. I have great, great news for people who love McDonald's and people who love to travel through Austria.
Oh, my hand is up.
Mostly you have to be in Austria, like McDonald's, and be American. So it's very specific. In fact, it probably won't relate to anybody in Australia currently, but whatevs. Okay, get this, Sarah. The US State Department has made a very bizarre deal with McDonald's in Austria. From Wednesday, May 15th. Is that today? Is today Wednesday, May 15th?
No, it's the 21st.
It's a Tuesday.
From last Wednesday, every McDonald's in Austria now doubles as a US embassy.
I mean,
this is not even a joke, guys. This has been signed off. What it means is that 194 Macca's branches throughout the country of Austria have special access to a 24/7 hotline to the US embassy. So if your belongings have been stolen, if you've lost your passport, all of those things, you can pull into a Macca's, get yourself a hash brown, put in a phone call, and they'll sort it all out.
I mean,
so there's specially trained people that can flip a burger and also find you your passport.
Yeah, okay.
Would you like a
frozen Coke, or would
yes.
you like
Isn't
a hotline to the US? Yes. I mean, if you can, you know what, if you can get chicken nuggets with any situation, it makes everything better.
Everything,
so can you imagine the stress of you've lost your belongings,
absolutely,
you need to phone home, and then there's someone saying, do you want sweet and sour sauce with that? Yes, I do.
It's a much happier waiting room than being in a consulate somewhere where it's cold,
there's
marble.
I don't know who came up with this, whether
it's
it was
genius.
The Austrian McDonald's people or the US. I'm leaning towards the Austrian McDonald's. But I think it's genius.
It is genius.
And I think, ScoMo,
if you're listening,
this could be one of the first policies he rolls out under the coalition term.
But see, if you were to flip it that way, it would be that you would have to find, like, what's an Australian place that happens overseas? Like, is it like an Outback Steakhouse? Is that the equivalent? An Australian Outback Steakhouse, which isn't even Australian,
it's not even
FYI.
Slightly Australian.
But, you know, if you're travelling the world, where would you go as an Australian citizen if you'd lost your passport?
I don't know. A Wiggles concert?
Scott, you are an ideas man.
I know.
That's not bad. They do tour a lot.
Thanks, guys.
And then they shake their fingers at you when you've been accepted in the line. You're next.
You're
hard potato, hard potato.
Those two girls.
Hey, when you book a flight, there are so many things that can go wrong in the booking process, aren't they? You could, you know, quickly spell your surname incorrectly, mm-hmm. or book the wrong time or date, or not get the seat you want. So a lot of it is on the passengers.
The onus is on you to get it right.
That's exactly right. But there's been a booking mistake made by an airline that's led to a woman being the only passenger on an entire plane.
What a dream.
What a dream, right?
How did that happen?
Well, she realised she'd gone to board the flight, and she realised sort of 45 minutes before she was due to hop on that she was the only person sitting
in the gate.
And one of the airline staff came up to her and said, what flight are you waiting for? And she gave the airline and the number. And the attendant said, oh, God, I knew this would happen. So apparently that particular flight had been cancelled earlier in the day, and the passengers had been allocated on an earlier flight.
Right.
But this particular passenger missed that notification. She trotted off back to her parents' place before coming back to the airline. So she was still booked on the original flight, which was for the purpose of moving airline staff.
Oh, I was a staff. I didn't even know they did those.
Nor did I. So she got to sit on the plane with the airline staff as the only passenger.
Oh, so there were some staff
but no passengers. But they still had to go through the safety demonstration with just one person on the on the plane and she would have had to have made eye contact.
You can't pretend. I'd rather be in a packed plane.
But you know what? I actually stand correct. I always try and look at the flight attendant during
the safety demo.
I just want them to know that. I'm listening to what you're saying
through your teeth. You and I travel pretty much exclusively together, and you never look at them.
In fact, one time you already switched onto your Stan.
You were streaming something, and you were cackling, laughing at some British comedy show.
But I always, Michael, Sarah. I acknowledge. Good job.
I'm going to declare this is Sarah's personality in a nutshell.
What?
Just claim you're a good girl, and yes. just hope that nobody catches out the fact.
You know what I will never do on a flight though? Never.
Shivers. She's getting
And this lady could have done it because she was on the entire plane by herself. I never recline my seat when there's someone behind me.
Really?
If you recline your seat when there's someone behind you, you are a massive
Yeah, but you know what she does
pest.
Too now.
As I said, listen, remember, you painted your nails on a flight, on a closed cabin. You pulled out
stinky pongy nail polish. I didn't realise it was
that strong. Passengers around you did when they popped their heads up like meerkats, being like, what is that smell? I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't know her.
Sarah, when we fly together, you always get really shitty at some point in the flight and you toss and turn, you go, and then you cuss under your breath, like, stupid seats, it's so tight, my knees are so tall.
And then when the other person in front has reclined it, I just feel so stabby.
They probably just want you to recline it and get over yourself.
No, it's not right. It's a domino effect if you recline. I'm going to say the only time you can recline your seat is if you are on a flight alone. And there's no one else around you to be impacted.
You
so this lady could do it.
Get shirty about being on a plane. Always. I need to like feed you like, you know, like with a funnel and just pour rescue remedy down your throat. You always get upset.
Oh, well, what? Don't sit next to me on a flight next time. You always book the seats together like we're joined at the hip, like we're Siamese twins. You can't be parted from me. So you can video me sleeping and put it on our Insta stories. I know what you're
up to.
I just want to get a little bit of shut eye in my cramped position. Neck minute, we land and there's 13 stories of me having a dribble while I'm listening to Nora Jones trying to block out everything else that's happening around me, including you, Lise Carlaw.
That's what friends are for.
It's like this radio show. I'm trying to block you out.
You're a funny sleeper on a plane.
Why are mum and dad fighting?
Just a slash.
I don't know. This seemed to have taken a massive left-hand turn from what do you mean sad?
And then I get all your food when you're sleeping, FYI.
That's genius. That's what you're
And I just say to this attendant, I'm like, I'll keep it for her later. She's a hungry lady. I'll feed her later.
She actually does do that.
And then I keep the plum slice to myself.
Which is my favourite. Oh, that's it. Separate seats. Anyway, I don't even know where I was at with this lady who had an entire plane for herself. But quite frankly, it's sounding like absolute bloody heaven right now.
Was it? Remember yesterday. If you fly like Aaron and I and choose a premium airline, none of your problems will happen.
Oh, whatever.
But thanks for sharing.
It is. It's this struggle of economy.
Good to have you.
Being one with the little people.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
We're doing a radio show now. Concentrate.
I am concentrating.
I would hope so.
I was just waiting for Lise to put her headphones on.
I can hear you without the headphones.
I mean, this is the problem. When you've got a television screen happening above your head, Scott, sometimes we're more interested in watching what's on the telly than listening to what's coming out of your gob.
I see how it is.
Sorry about that, but that's just how it is.
You know when he shuffles his papers?
Yeah.
He's not happy.
I mean, we do feel hashtag blessed to be in this studio with you.
Get to your story.
Which segues into annoying hashtags.
Yes.
Hashtags that are actually a red flag about the user, aren't they, Lise?
Absolutely. I mean, we all know that hashtags are meant as a search function, okay? So it's essentially like a marketing tool if you use it correctly.
That's right.
But there are certain people that get around and just hashtag things that just make me want to give those particular people a very wide berth.
Mm-hmm.
Like I know if someone hashtags mumpreneur, I don't want to be around them.
Warning.
Okay?
Warning.
She's got a doTERRA oil business.
Listen,
she's selling things at the markets.
I am all for women entrepreneurs. However, you don't need to specify that you're a mother and an entrepreneur. It's got nothing to do with anything.
In fact, I would even take it further and say, even if you hashtag entrepreneur, shut up.
Yes.
Because if you have to tell people what you are, you're not doing very well.
Right.
Okay.
Mumpreneur is old hat and no, it's a no.
I would add hashtag boss babe. Oh.
That's equally
to that.
Irritating.
I mean, I can tell you right now.
Here we go.
Right now. No boss I have ever had in my entire 2 decades of working life has ever, I mean, admittedly, that social media wasn't in for the first decade, but nobody has ever used hashtag boss babe and been taken seriously. For me, that's like you're running a nail salon from home. Hashtag
look,
boss
nothing
babe.
Wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with
nothing
it.
Nothing wrong yeah. with that, but maybe lose the
lose
boss babe.
Lose the boss
okay,
babe.
Let's turn our attention to the men. What about hashtag yeah the boys?
Oh my gosh.
YTB.
That screams out mummy issues.
Like, if there is a fabulous photo of you and your mate, you don't need to then further, you know,
enunciate.
Point out that it's yeah the boys. We get it.
And it's because it's always said with a tone, right? Like you read it and you hear it in your head, yeah, the boys. Okay, you've been on the Forex after the golf all afternoon.
Maybe this is...
There you are in your polos.
Maybe this is part of going to an all-boys school, but to me that just screams out, I was in the first 15 and now I'm deeply upset that I'm not playing for the Wallabies.
But I can tell you all about my first grade game when I was 17. Yeah, the boys!
I've got one okay. as well. This okay. is like a red flag for me. Anytime I see hashtag wine o'clock.
Oh, the worst.
I can't believe people are still using that in 2019.
All right, you know what? We've got a million up our sleeves, but 131060, do you guys want to jump in on this convo with us? Hashtag convo.
Oh my God.
I don't even know why I said that.
Hashtags that are red flags for you. Hashtags that you just can't stand. I mean, don't even try with blessed. Don't even.
No,
I mean, if you're calling up with that one, hang up right now.
Hashtag blessed.
Because that is, it's a redundant. It should only be used ironically. If you're still using that seriously, just
we
log
want
out.
Things like squad goals.
Oh, yeah.
Hashtag right. squad goals. What about hashtag skinny girl problems?
Oh,
what
really?
About
does
that
even
one?
Exist?
Of course it does.
Well, what about when people tag Fitspo on their own photos? Oh. 13, 10, 60, guys. Hashtags that are actually red flags. Aaron, what have you got for us, my friend?
Good morning. It's hashtag DDTV. Don't dog the boys.
I've never heard this, Aaron. Talk us through. DT.
DTDB, yeah.
DTDB. Yeah. Is that it? No.
DDTV.
Oh.
Don't dog the boys.
And why would somebody write that?
Always with hashtag yeah the boys.
Yeah.
Okay, so hold on. So as a girlfriend, you could just search the hashtag DB.
DDTB.
DDTB. And you could find if your partner is doing something that requires the hashtag don't dob the boys.
Yeah.
Right?
Don't dog, not dob.
Oh, dob. I thought it was about dobbing it in.
I mean, hashtag mum life over there with Lee.
Yeah, Aaron, I don't know where you're at with this. I see this as being used by guys who have never really managed to be in a meaningful relationship, and then when their mates start getting girlfriends.
Exactly who it is.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then as soon as they get a partner, it's just downhill for them. And then they start dogging their boys for the misso.
Oh yeah, it's always the guy that says, "Oh, I don't dog the boys." The moment he gets a girlfriend, you never see him again.
Oh, you know what?
This is
there's going to be a phoner. Someone's going to call through and tell you to get your head out of your bum. Honestly, Lee on 131060. Is there a hashtag that's a bit of a red flag for you?
Well, there's a couple. They all link it into one.
Okay.
Now, it's a tongue twister. Get ready.
Yeah.
When someone puts a photo up of a cheeseburger or some sort of fast food outlet photo, it's always hashtag gym goals, cheat day, gym life, gains. Here's a cracker. Here's a cracker. Hashtag YOLO. You only live once.
I mean,
that'll do me. Rest my case.
It's dated, isn't it?
It's just
old now.
It's
YOLO
it's
is
2016.
Getting old.
That's when YOLO was happening.
Yeah.
It was trendy.
So our point point is, we all use lame hashtags. I'm going to throw Sarah Wills under the bus.
Oh, God, here we go.
And on Sarah's Instagram.
Oh, that's it.
She uses, wait for it, guys.
What?
So Natalie, who called in before, who was upset with us, this is going to make you feel better, okay? Because we're going to throw ourselves under the bus. Sarah used hashtag runner.
Oh.
When she works out. Hashtag runner. Also, hashtag slow and steady.
Oh, look, it's so sweet. I do want to punch myself in the face for that, because really, if you can write it in a sentence, it doesn't need to be in a hashtag.
Well, that's right, Sarah. But look, I love that you identify as a runner.
I was just trying to get the Fitspo Gains hashtag. Oh, I can't even scroll back to your beginning of your Instagram.
You won't find any
throw
on
you
mine.
Out here.
You won't find any on my
Oh my God. You wrote girls. Hashtag perfection. Oh,
that was about my cooking. That was my cooking.
Breaking news this morning. We crossed to our French reporter,
French correspondent. Yes, well, it seems that an intruder has been busted trying to scale the Eiffel Tower in Paris, France, my country's great capital, where my husband proposed to me. Side note. Anyway, they don't know how he got past the stringent security detail, because, you know, people, it's heavily guarded, the Eiffel Tower.
Spiderman.
No. Like, they don't know what he's up to, but he got up to the third. You know how there's like the little tiers on the thing?
Yeah.
He got up to the third one. So they sent the French fireman up to get him. Anyway, they say that there's a lot of rogue free climbers of the Eiffel Tower. They do it for bragging rights.
How do you feel about your national landmark being scaled?
Well, it's not really. She's from New Caledonia, so it's different. But yeah. So, but I mean, you've been to Paris, so you've seen it, but you haven't lived it, have you?
You're a tourist in Paris.
I'm not a tourist in Paris.
Oh, what do we got coming up there?
Whatever. You guys are so disrespectful.
Oh, dear.
We didn't climb the Eiffel Tower, though.
No. Didn't get proposed to
there.
That's
because you didn't even go there until you're like your 30s.
I'm not in my 30s. What's coming up, Sarah?
Oh, what a burn, Scott. What a burn. Those two girls. Now, Liz, I'm going to tell you a little story that I think you'll find inspirational.
Is it about Jack and Diane?
No, that would be if I told you a little ditty. Two American kids growing up.
In the heartland. Oh, that's a nice story.
I mean, Jack is going to be a...
Great big star. Football star. Football. What is it? A big star?
Okay, and we're over. It's dead in the water. All right. Listen to this. A fella in prison over in Spain has invoked the principle of religious freedom while he's in there.
Right.
In an attempt to convince the prison wardens to serve him a glass of wine with every meal. How has he done that? Well, he wrote a letter to the director of the prison and said he's a disciple of Bacchus. Now, for those of you not up with your Roman mythology, Bacchus was the god of wine, agriculture, and fertility. And so old mate prisoner has asked that he be given a glass of vino for every meal so he can properly worship his chosen god, the Bacchus. Now,
because they have to respect the religious beliefs of the inmates, don't they?
That's exactly right. So obviously, Spain's very religious country.
Yeah.
And the prison has done it. So every
meal,
he gets a glass of wine.
What a loophole. You know, I was going to tell you what my...
So what would yours be if you had
I wanted to tell you that, Sarah, but now I kind of feel like I need to tell you, because I actually have a story about a Spanish prison.
Oh, my God. Please.
That actually happened to me.
Oh, no. Only you.
Okay, do you want to hear that, or do you want to go to what my...
Nah, Spanish prison story. Don't even...
At the minute you said that, I was like, oh, my God, I have an anecdote.
Of course you do, Pete.
About a Spanish jail.
You've got 45 seconds to get it out.
Well, it's easy. Our first child was conceived outside a Spanish jail. I'm not even joking. It was by accident. Dane and I were travelling in a camper van and we got lost in Spain. We ran out of fuel and Dane said, let's go to the highest point. We'll be safe there. It was dark. We couldn't see anything. We pulled over. Magic happened. And when we woke up, we opened the door and we were outside a high security prison.
You're actually the reason that prisoner asked for wine, because
Sarah,
somehow he witnessed
that. I'm not even kidding. We were like, oh, my God. That is true. I will find the name of the jail.
No, please don't. Please don't. I believe that this happened to you. I mean, now hundreds of thousands of people know that story. Are you insane? Are you all there
but
in the
can
head?
Can you even believe that? What a story.
No, I can't believe it.
13, 10, 16.
Tell Remy that one day.
Were you conserved outside of prison?
Because
Don't actually call.
What are the odds?
Do not call.
What a story.
Do not call.
We were campervanning on our honeymoon.
How was your second child conceived?
No. No.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Okie dokie.
Listen, I'm just going to say the story behind that is that it was Christmas.
I don't know if you need any
more
detail.
There's more to it.
I mean, wow.
It was Christmas Day.
Well, and Merry Christmas.
Or was it? Maybe it was Boxing Day. Anyway, we were on the highways of Spain for so long and we didn't realise that all the fuel stations would be closed. We were like, at least some of them will be open. So we dead set ran out of fuel. And because we ran out of fuel, we couldn't run the heating system in the camper van. So
you lit your own fire.
Well, that's exactly right, Sarah. That's how they did it back in the old times, didn't they? We couldn't run.
That doesn't sound like that's based in fact.
100% it is.
Blackbird singing in the
day. No, that was that's the wrong child. He wasn't the one that was conceived in Spain. He was the one that
Stop it. There are some things that just stay between friends.
There's and nothing those... wrong. That's a great story,
sure?
guys.
Are you sure that's even meant to stay between friends or maybe just
that's
stay
a
between
great
the
story. There's nothing wrong with that story.
No.
I mean, what a story.
Yeah.
And Jane was he was like up to the top.
Okay, we'll see how the road talk up.
Tickety boo, off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls Catch Up. But you can score even more catch ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.